listening to Crossing Channel. I'm your host, Sonia Duncan, and this is episode number 3. Let's get to it with today's topic: what is homework? Why do you have more homework in school? This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Homework has become such a problem that more and more schools are limiting the number of homework teachers can give their students, and even eliminating many of them altogether. There are reports that the amount of homework given to children at school varies from no homework at all to about 18 hours a week, according to a report from the National Institute of Education Research. In a single study, parents, teachers, and middle school students believe homework improves their children's academic performance. On standardized tests and grades, students in classes assigned homework performed better than students who did not. When asked, all the teachers who participated in the survey indicated that they assign homework to see how well students understand the lessons, to help students solve basic problems, and to show parents what is learned in school. Of course, housework itself is not a task to be done in a student's life, but to help him fulfill the tasks he has, he can do homework. They do their homework in the classroom and do some of it at home, but not as much as they would do at school. The other way to help children with homework is to create a healthy environment for homework at home. Learn how teachers give feedback on homework and how it relates to classroom teaching. This can include fighting homework policies at your child's school and preventing unrealistic homework. Check that your student has the skills and tasks required before asking him or her to do homework, and if so, how well. I think that pupils who have a strong support system at home will often do too hard homework or too much homework, and often too much homework. As a teacher, I would do my best not to do homework and let my children do homework alone, but make sure they have all the study materials and classwork needed to get the job done. You don't want to assign a class assignment every night because you know there's a chance that your student won't do all the assignments and that those students who do homework will be rewarded. And as teachers, we would do our best not to give homework to a student who has not completed classwork. The National PTA has also been acting against the Teachers' Council. Homework that cannot be done without help is not good homework. Students should know what the purpose of homework is, and homework should be closely linked to what is taught during the school day. If you have a lot of homework, ask yourself how long a particular homework should take. Homework should always be offered and used to teach responsibility, but it should not be graded because it is intended to help students learn information better. Instead of apologizing, teachers who do not do homework should simply explain that they are doing homework that is not necessary. If a student does not do his homework and gets a bad grade on an exam, the student is to blame. Even if a student earns an A or B, he should not be penalized for failing to do his homework. The amount of homework that is given does not necessarily affect the quality of a student's performance on the exam or at his or her final grade. Instead, it can be left to the class to decide which tasks would be most useful to the students. Differentiated homework needs to be assigned not to all pupils, but to those who need it most. A task that involves reviewing and preparing is homework that focuses on the material that was dealt with in class the day before the task, and it is different from homework that focuses on the material on the day of the class or in a task. The whole reason homework should be assigned is to strengthen and clarify the day's teaching. If the teacher assigning the homework cannot provide a clear explanation for the question, it will not be assigned. The homework question must be answered by comparing the student's assigned homework with students to whom they themselves are similar in other ways, and when the task is assigned as homework by a teacher, that teacher must think about what the real purpose of homework is, if there is any sense in doing it. Research on homework has been mixed, but research on homework is very different. Hasby, don't look at the homework and tell the students what their mistakes are. Homework is in many ways an extension of the classroom work, and so the review of the classwork you did in school or at college is forgotten in your homework. Although I believe that children should do homework in care, there is evidence that there are five things you can do to make the most of the impact homework has on your child's academic performance. I believe that homework can be an important part of the curriculum in primary and secondary schools, but I also believe that it should be used in primary schools to strengthen what is learned during the school day and to give parents and children time to spend time together. Middle school homework needs a more specific purpose to build confidence and engage students in the subject. Getting students to do their homework can be as important as getting people to do it well, so make sure you tackle the best first topic. This is all for today, friends. My name is Sonia and this was episode 3 of Crossing Channel. See ya next time.